Shalom Aleichem to all who are tuning in to the Interpreter's Pulpit podcast. This is Les Aaron Gosling teaching nothing new but all things original. A messianic voice crying, in the religious wilderness prepare the way for the Lord Yehovah. Make a beaten path, a smooth and straight highway. Clear the road for our God's soon advent. I've entitled this podcast, The Yeshua Letter to James. Mount Arbel, according to scholarly Jewish sources, has been identified since ancient times as the place where divine redemption would begin. Arbel overlooks the Sea of Galilee, rising steeply over a landscape steeped in biblical history. It's a place associated with early Jewish resistance against Roman occupation and, according to biblical traditions, with the travels of our Lord Yeshua and his disciples. I frequently postulated the possibility, in a half-joking manner, that archaeological work may one day locate a hidden diary of Yeshua that had been kept dutifully recorded throughout his short but faith-filled life. Surprisingly, and largely unreported, in late 2024, a cache of scroll fragments were uncovered in a cave on Mount Arbel in the region of the Lake of Galilee in northern Israel during an important archaeological survey, and they were spirited away by scientists and kept from the media. Among those tattered scrolls was a very short personal letter written by Yeshua to his brother Yaakov, James, over 2,000 years ago. The team was led by Dr. Eliora Rahmani, who discovered the scroll fragments buried in a limestone niche, preserved under unusual climatic conditions. We are yet awaiting a full disclosure of this extraordinary find. The letter was written in Aramaic, the spoken dialect of Yeshua's time, on a papyrus that, through radiocarbon dating, was confirmed to originate between 30 to 50 CE, and preserved in wax, wrapped in cloth, buried in stone. Ink analysis, handwriting style, paleography, and contextual archaeological data point to a highly credible first century provenance. What has scholars astounded is the inscription at the top, "To Yaakov, my brother, servant of the Lord." Yaakov is the Hebrew/Aramaic form of James. Historically, James the Just, leader of the Jerusalem church, has long been regarded as Yeshua's brother. You can find attestations of that in Mark 6, verse 3 and Galatians 1, 19. The content of the letter reveals deep familial affection. It is not addressed to crowds, disciples, or even detractors, but to James, the brother of Yeshua. Thankfully, some excerpts of this astonishing correspondence has been released to the world, and I'm largely repeating what I have already read on various internet sites. Intriguingly, many believers in Yeshua know nothing about it. Quote, "Brother, the days grow heavy with sorrow, yet the light that was from the beginning remains unshaken. You know the burden I carry, not for myself, but for those who see and yet do not perceive. Stand strong in Jerusalem. Be slow to speak, but quick to listen. For many will rise, claiming to know the way, but few will walk in it. If they hate me, they will hate you also, but do not despair. The time will come when all things hidden shall be revealed. The kingdom does not come by force, but by the breaking of the heart. Pray for those who curse you. Love without fear. The Father has made it known to me, you shall be a pillar after I go." Here are some other excerpts from this letter. "The truth is not for the crowd. The truth must be carried, and not all hands are made for its weight. They see only the fire, but not the hand that lit it. They repeat my words, but do not wait to hear them." This letter records astonishing sentiments that seem to carry a genuineness that is not really seen in Gnostic texts. I'll continue with some more excerpts. Forgive those who use my name too quickly. They are not thieves, they are hungry. Again, hold fast when the darkness gathers, and what I could not speak I leave with you in silence. Again, the light will seem to leave you, but it is not gone. It waits patient beyond the turning. Now, a Christian scholar also brought this letter to the attention of Joe Rogan on his podcast, and Rogan commented, quote, "It's wild that something this gentle, this intimate, shows up now when everything's loud and divided and spinning out. Here's this little voice from the past reminding us to slow down. It's terrifying, but also kind of beautiful, because whether you see this as divine intervention, historical coincidence, or something in between, some messages echo louder the longer they wait." Unquote. That's profound. Dr. Maren Weiss, professor of ancient Christian texts at Heidelberg University, noted, quote, "The tone is unlike later Gnostic texts and more akin to Q-source material. There's no anachronistic theology, no Trinitarian hints, no Nicene overlays, just raw early Jewish movement thought." Unquote. Needless to say, the Vatican has issued no formal comment. There's an ancient prayer that goes like this: from the cowardice that shrinks from new truth, from the laziness that is content with half-truth, from the arrogance that thinks it knows all truth, O God of truth, deliver us. Unlock the secrets of the Bible. Solve the mysteries of the biblical revelation. Explore the astonishing realms of infinite intelligence. Enjoy the advancement you will attain as a spiritual being having a human experience in this material world. We invite you to traverse the contents of this ancient book we call the Holy Bible to gain a unique insight into the Jewish scriptures. If you are tuning in to the Interpreter's Pulpit 101 podcast for any of these reasons, then welcome indeed. It is high time to restore all things, and we thank you for allowing us to serve you in this manner. This is Les Aaron Gosling saying Kol Tov to all who love the Lord Yeshua.